This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast. This is number 53 in the series for Franklin Matters. Let's take about 10 minutes to keep you current with what matters in Franklin, Mass, as this week ends January 10th, 2010. In this session, I'll cover the town council meeting of January 6th. Two items of importance occurred during that meeting. First, Brian Tabner, the Director, Planning and Community Development, came before the Council to preview some bylaw changes that will be coming up in a future Town Council meeting. The bylaw changes have to do with the welcome mat that Franklin is creating for biotechnology firms to consider relocating here to conduct their business. There were bylaw changes made last year that have helped put Franklin near the top of the pile of Massachusetts communities in this respect. In an analysis of what it would take to move up the listing, one item stuck out. Franklin currently requires a potential biotech company to obtain a special permit from the town council. This is over and above all the normal planning board, health department, fire department, etc. reviews and permits required. He is proposing that this requirement be removed. He's also making some minor modifications to the zoning map itself. The changes would add about 11 parcels in the industrial park and remove one parcel that recently was obtained by the state to add to the town forest. The formal discussion to approve these changes will be coming before the town council in future meetings. As these are bylaw changes, they require two readings before final approval. Second, the big snowstorm that hit Franklin the week of December 19th and 20th dropped 14 to 18 inches, created problems for students walking to school as the sidewalks were not cleared when school opened on Monday the 21st. Robert Brutus Cantagoregi, the DPW director, reviewed the snowstorm planning details and what the town is currently capable of providing. With the current priority listing as follows: roads first, followed by town buildings and schools second, and then sidewalks in the downtown area third. If a storm delivers under 6 inches of snow, the DPW can clear the roads, the school buildings and town buildings, etc., and then within a day after the plowing stops, get to clear the sidewalks. So that doesn't sound too bad. But when storms deliver more than 6 inches of snow, the same priority list effectively will allow the DPW, and it will force the DPW to take 2 to 3 days after the plowing stops to clear the sidewalks. Now, this is due to resource constraints on two fronts. Clearly, the equipment itself needed to clear the sidewalk. If it's less than 6 inches, they use a plow-type version, and it can cover the 35 miles of sidewalks that the town currently clears in about a day. But if it's more than 6 inches, then they have to use a snow thrower type version, and it takes longer because the snow thrower model unit simply processes slower. So even if we had money to purchase an additional unit at $120,000, would that really be an effective use of our funds, since we'd only use them once or twice a year? Consider, of course, that this amount, $120,000, would effectively fund two teachers, in addition to some supplies of books. Secondly, even with the equipment and additional manpower available, you really can't start the sidewalks until the roads are complete. Otherwise, you'd end up messing up the sidewalk when the plows went by on the road. And if you don't believe this, what happens at the end of your driveway? How do you keep that clear with the plows going by multiple times on the road? It's just a fact of life. You just need to be able to clear the sidewalks after the roads are done. So, really, the bottom line on this is Franklin has this issue due to the overall budget problems we face. So it raises a question. Should we really plow the roads as well as we do? Could we get by with less? Should we accept the way it is? And these are all good questions that should lead to a good, respectful discussion. There's a quick poll set up on this question in particular this week. You can see and respond to the poll on the front page of Franklin Matters. So that's the two items from the town council meeting of January 6th. Looking ahead, this week, the school committee meets on Tuesday, January 12th. If you may recall, this is the time where the school committee starts to provide direction to the administration in terms of the overall budget, which we should get our first look at in terms of the 2011 budget for the school on January 26th, which is their second meeting. So, as I close this session, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing, please tell your neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. And the music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark in Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.